you sitting here, you carry the image of Christ. We are the ones who should prove Christ to the world.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the opportunity to come to your home and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to you. Hallelujah. I pray that you are blessed by this message. Today I want to talk to you about why things are in a state where they are. I'm talking about seeds that the enemy sow in our lives. Today I'm taking my scripture from the book of Matthew chapter 13, reading from verse 24 to 28. Now if you are to read it, you will find that the Lord Jesus was speaking to his disciples by parable. And the scripture tells us that he was telling them about a man who went to his field and sowed the good seed. And when men slept, the scripture says that someone also came and sowed tares among what the good seeds. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And reading this scripture, I got a revelation that the Lord was talking to you and I. He's talking to us about life situation. He said, a man went to sow good seeds. Hallelujah. Now, what he's telling you and I is that when God created you in perfection. God never created you and placed sickness on your life. God never created you and placed poverty on your life. God never created you and placed all the hardship on your life. Hallelujah. But the scripture tells us that when men slept, an evil man also came in and sowed tares among the good seed. It means that the sleeping there is talking about when you were ignorant about your own affairs. When you were in the kingdom of darkness, when you didn't know what was going around. When at one point in time you were prayerlessness. Hallelujah. When at one point in time you were not serving God. When at one point in time you were not praying as you should. When at one point in time maybe grief came into your life and you took your eye off God for a while. At one time, point in time, when maybe because of joy, you know, sometimes when people are happy, they forgot about themselves. And some people don't even pray when they are really, really happy. So when men were not aware of their surroundings, the enemy came and had a chance and also planted his seeds. And that is what is happening to you right now. The enemy had a chance at one point in your life and has planted seeds, evil seeds, seeds of poverty, seeds of marital problems, seeds of sickness, hallelujah, seeds of hardships. And these seeds, evil seeds, are growing. And that is why you feel in your body, you feel in your life that things are not right. Hallelujah. Because the enemy had a chance, came into your life, and he sowed bad seeds. Praise the Lord. That is why today, you are complaining. Tomorrow, you are complaining. That is why, you know, your marriage is in trouble. That is why, you know, sometimes financial problems. Because don't forget that there is an enemy in this world. And that enemy is Satan. And he has one intention. The Bible says he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So when he has a chance in your life, he makes sure that he plants his evil seed. That will contaminate your life. That will bring trouble and problems into your life. Hallelujah. And that is what a lot of people are going through. The enemy of our soul had a chance in your life, and he sowed bad seeds into your life. Now, don't forget that the way God operates, the devil also operates similarly that way. God operates through human beings, and the devil also operates through human beings. The devil has his agents all over the place. He has witches and wizards. He has people who are dealing in occult. He has juju people. He has even false prophets operating. Hallelujah. So these people work on his behalf. Sometimes they attack our life through dreams. In the dream, you may be sleeping, and you find yourself sometimes eating in a dream, drinking in a dream. What you didn't know is that the devil is using that to contaminate you. Sometimes you have a dream and you will see that somebody is injecting you in the dream. Hallelujah. Sometimes you have a dream and you see that you are being bitten by any other a serpent, or even by a dog or any animal. Hallelujah. What you didn't know is that the enemy was in a way sowing a bad seed into you. Recently, I prayed for somebody who had a dream, and in the dream, he saw that he was bitten by a snake. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And this led to a serious sickness. I got to know this when I started praying a deliverance prayer for the person. And I realized that the sickness that he's going through was a result of the enemy using a snake in a dream, hallelujah, to contaminate him. I pray for somebody also who ate in a dream. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And because of eating in a dream, it has resulted in a serious sickness. Hallelujah. So when the Lord Jesus said a man went to sow, and somebody also went and saw, he was referring to this kind of thing. When the enemy got a chance into these people's life, he sowed seeds. Seeds of sickness. Seeds of poverty. Seeds of contamination. Seeds of marital problems. And that is why a lot of people are going through a series of problems in their lives today. Some people too, without them knowing, the people that they associate with, their friends, are evil people. And these evil people have received contracts, and they are using that to work against their lives. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And they are sowing bad seeds. Some people too, they have been contaminated because of having sex with evil people, people who have already been contaminated by the enemy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And some people are going through a lot of problems because of sexual activities. Recently, I heard a confession of a man who was an narcotic agent. Praise the Lord. And he was confessing that when he had sex with people, he removed part of their sperms and he used it for occultic activities. And the result of this is that this woman became barren after that. Praise the Lord. And he's using their barrenness, you know, to perform occultic activities. That makes him rich. What are these? These are all part of the seeds that the Lord was talking about. That when men slept, the enemy also came and sowed seeds. Hallelujah. The problem that you are going through is not just an ordinary problem. It is because sometimes the enemy has had a chance and has planted evil seeds in your life. Hallelujah. some of the problems is also the result of natural food that we ate, drinking that we drank, which has already been contaminated. Remember, the scripture says that we should not take or eat food of an evil person. Why is this? Because when the food is contaminated, it can bring sickness into your body. Hallelujah. It can cause all sort of problems. Hallelujah. But today God wants to do you good because He's a good God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is why He has sent me to preach to you today. Whatever has gone on in your life, whatever negative situation that you are experiencing, God is a good God and He wants to come into your life and change situation in the name of Jesus Christ. Recently, somebody came for prayer and he was experiencing some burning sensation in the body. And he told me, the pastor, I started experiencing this when I had a dream and I was eating. Praise the Lord. But thanks be to God that as we prayed, that thing ceased. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A certain man also that I prayed for recently had an impotency. And this was the result of having sex in the dream. He had a dream that he was sleeping with somebody. And the result was that, hallelujah, thereafter he realized that his power is diminishing. Praise the Lord. So many things are going on. Evil things are going on in this world. But we thank God that by revelation, we get to know these things. Hallelujah. There's a lady that we prayed for recently in our church. And this lady had a series of fibroid problems. Hallelujah. And when I decided to discern it, I realized that the fibroid that she was experiencing was a result of sexual activities. Praise the Lord. When he had sex with a man who was already an agent of Satan, this person contaminated her. And the result was that he's experiencing fibroid. So many people are experiencing so many things. Some of them are going through joblessness. Some of them are going through poverty. Some of them are going through a series of problems because of the enemy gaining access into their life and planting evil seed. And as long as the evil seed is there, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, the person can never have the breakthrough that they have. Because what happens is that whenever a breakthrough is coming into their life, this evil spirit manifests itself, and the plan of the enemy, the purpose by which the enemy planted the evil seed, begins to operate. Now, for example, if the enemy has planted a seed of disgrace upon your life, or even a seed of misfortune, whenever there is a breakthrough, then the seed of misfortune will manifest itself and prevent the breakthrough from manifesting. Sometimes you will go for an interview for a job. Hallelujah. And the seed will manifest itself in your life. And when the people look at your face, they will just turn you out. What you yourself don't know is that along the line, an evil seed is already planted in your life, which manifests itself whenever there is an opportunity coming for you to break through in life. Hallelujah. But today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, deliverance is coming your way. The scripture tells us in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 13. He says that, "But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted." Hallelujah. I have good news for you. Although at the time when men went to sleep, the enemy came and planted something. But the Bible also says that every plant which the Heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted. The sickness has not been planted by God, and it has to be uprooted. The poverty is not planted by God, and it has to be uprooted. The barrenness is not planted by God, and it has to be uprooted. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The singleness, the single life that you are going through is not planted by God. Hallelujah. The reason why so many people come in, hallelujah, and none of them marry you, is because somebody has planted something in your life. But it is not by God, and it has to be uprooted. Whatever is not planted by God will be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. In the Bible, it says to Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah 1:10, he said, "This day I have commissioned you, Jeremiah, to uproot," hallelujah, "to destroy," praise the Lord. And so whatever the enemy has planted, today by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, together we are going to uproot it in the name of Jesus. And after that, we are going to plant good seeds whereby you will become what God created you to be. The sickness is not your portion, and we have to uproot it. The poverty is not your portion, and we have to uproot it. Hallelujah. The barren life is not your portion. Hallelujah. The disgrace, the dishonor is not your portion, and we have to uproot that in the name of Jesus Christ. And thank God that God has given us anointing. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 10, verse 27, it said that the yoke shall be broken. Hallelujah. And the yoke will be destroyed, and the burden will be removed from your shoulder because of the anointing. Hallelujah. God has anointed us with power to be able to destroy what the enemy has planted in your life. And today I pray for you in the name of Jesus that every yoke of your life, every burden that the enemy has placed, will be uprooted and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ, for you to have your freedom in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. The scripture says that the Lord Jesus Christ, how God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went around doing good. Hallelujah. I like that. He went around doing good. Today God wants to do you good. Hallelujah. You have suffered enough. Enough is enough. You have gone through pain. You have gone through trouble. Enough is enough. And time has come for your deliverance. Time has come for your breakthrough. Time has come for your freedom. And the scripture says that Jesus went about doing good and healing all those who have been afflicted by the devil. If the devil has afflicted you, if the devil has placed problems on you, deliverance is coming your way in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the God of Israel, hallelujah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is coming your way with his power to deliver you and to set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I like what the scripture says in the book of 1 John 3:8. It says, "For this purpose the Son of Man was manifested, that he would destroy all the works of the devil." What you are going through is not from God. And that is why God has sent me to you today, to help you and to destroy that thing for you. Whatever the enemy planted in your life, in whatever shape or form, in whatever way, hallelujah, it doesn't matter anymore. Because God's deliverance is coming to you in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is a good God, and God specializes in bringing deliverance to his people. at one point in time in scripture. There is a man called Jabez, and everything about him was going downhill. And the scripture is that one day, he got tired of his situation, and he cried out to God and said, "Lord, that you will change my situation, that you will bless me indeed, that you will increase me, that I will not be called shame anymore." Hallelujah. And the God of Israel heard him. Today, I want you to join your faith with me as I'm on the studio. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And as you join your faith with me, and we cry out to the God of Israel, God that changes situation, he will come your way and change situation. As a pastor, I have taken through a lot of people through deliverances. And today when I see them, where God took them from and where God has taken them, it gives me a great joy. And it is my prayer that God will do likewise from you. Every evil seed that the enemy has planted in your life, seeds of poverty, seeds of sickness, seeds of disgrace, seeds of marital problems, hallelujah. There are a lot of people who are married and going through marital problems, uncomfortable situation. What you are not aware is that the enemy have entered and have planted seeds of discord. So when your husband sees you, he doesn't want to know you. When your wife even sees you, he doesn't want to know you. Why? Because the enemy has planted some seeds. But I pray for you that in the name of Jesus, whatever you are going through, God will destroy that in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your children. As they have joined their faith with me. And as I pray for them, release that anointing upon their lives. Let that anointing touch them. The anointing to heal. The anointing to bring deliverance. The anointing to bring breakthrough. The anointing to set them free. The anointing to release them from every problem and burdens. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, set them free. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise for your power. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Yes, we thank God for his goodness. There's a lady, as I pray now, in the name of Jesus, you had a dream and you were eating. Today, God is touching your life because that food that you ate has contaminated you, and you feel a burning sensation all over your body. Sometimes it moves from places to place. God is touching your life in the name of Jesus Christ. There is somebody also listening to us. You had a dream and somebody was injecting you. Praise the Lord. And that injection have caused sickness to come upon your life. God is today injecting you with the blood of Jesus Christ to decontaminate what have gone into your body. The Holy Spirit is ministering to you now. And God is setting you free in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There is somebody also listening to us. Yes, you are going through a series of financial problems. God is touching your life now in the name of Jesus Christ. And God is setting you free. God is releasing you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your power. Now call the number on the screen and we will pray for you. And if you need deliverance, I will arrange that you come and see me. Hallelujah. But call the number on the screen. Praise the Lord. And we will direct you further in the name of Jesus. May God bless you and increase you. May God set you free in Jesus' name. thank you for watching today's program. I hope it has been a blessing to you. Remember to watch us every week, same time at this channel. I have two powerful books on finance. The first one is Money Comes by an Idea. In this book, I explain God's plan for us financially. I also explain how money will come to you, and it comes by an idea from God. The second book is Tithe, Is It Of Today? Most people have the perception that tithe is an old covenant thing. So most believers today don't participate in tithe paying. But in this book, I explain that tithe is for today. I argue the case. So you need to get a copy to really understand that tithe is for today.
Money Is By an Idea by Pastor Richard Achampong Godwin will show you how to make money and to reinvest for greater returns. This book is only $9.99, including postage and packaging. Tithe, Is It For Today? Will reveal to you if tithing is for our day, the benefits of tithing, and what it means to God. This book is only $7.99, including postage and packaging. Get your copies today at amazon.co.uk or visit christianhopechurch.co.uk or pick up your copies at Christian Hope Church, 77 Morley Road, Leighton, London, E10 6LJ. God bless you.